From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carol Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. We got a great show for you today. Music historian Peter Guralnick will be joining us to play our games later on. But first, I have to say, in the spirit of this week, we wanted to start the show with a big opening ceremony showcasing the history and culture of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. So we worked on it. We had our researchers go in it. And it turns out, basically, our history boils down to 600 fart jokes and Carl imitating Britney Spears.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
That's pretty much it. So having dispensed with that, let the games begin. Give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. And win the prize that's better than gold. Carl's voice on your voicemail. Let us welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello, this is Robin Levins in Austin, Texas.
Hello, Robin. How are you?
I'm splendid. How about yourself?
I'm fine. I haven't come across many men named Robin.
Actually named after my dad.
I understand. And what do you do there in Austin?
I'm a computer programmer, a code monkey.
Really?
Yes, indeed.
Oh. I got nothing. Well, welcome to the show, Robin. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, a writer for the Washington Post, Ms. Roxanne Roberts is here.
Hello. Hello, Robin. You don't sound the least Texan to me.
Thank you.
Next up, it's Vermont's finest non-maple syrup-based product, Tom Beaudet.
Hello, Robin.
And next, a comedian performing at the North Shore Music Theater in Beverly, Massachusetts, April 19th, Paula Poundstone.
Hey, Robin.
Well, Robin, welcome to the show. You're going to play Who's Carl This Time. Of course, Carl Castle is going to read you three quotations from the week's news, correctly identify or explain just two of them. Ready to go?
I am.
All right, here is your first quote.
Do not use on your face because it contains something very dangerous.
That was what a reporter was told about the water in her hotel. Her hotel is one of the many venues apparently not ready for what big event?
That would be the Olympics.
The Sochi Olympics, yes. Very good. As the 2014 Winter Games began in Sochi, Russia, the big opening ceremony on Friday revealed the theme of the Games this year. It's the Hunger Games. Anybody who survives gets a medal.
It does. It makes you proud of our own country, I think, doesn't it? A place where you can get, you know, a clean, comfortable room for the lowest price of any national chain.
Here's the crazy thing. These Olympics cost $50 billion. That's more than all prior Winter Olympics combined.
Wow. Seriously?
Yes.
Yeah, all of them.
No. And they probably spent, what, a couple million on the village?
Well, apparently, when the media arrived in the week leading up to the games, their hotel rooms weren't ready, or they weren't finished, or they weren't working. You heard Carl talking about the water in one hotel. But don't worry. The Russian officials announced they're importing fresh, clean water from West Virginia.
They didn't even take care of their own teams in the past. What are the odds of them taking good care of everyone's teams, you know? It's like when in your neighborhood there's the house where you hear a lot of screaming and, you know, there's beer bottles on the front lawn and stuff. You know, you don't trick-or-treat there. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. For some reason, so much of this weird news coming out of Sochi has been about toilets. That we saw the double toilet, one bathroom in a hotel that appeared to have two chests of drawers where the toilet should be. And then there was one bathroom that appeared to have, facing the toilet, a row of chairs for spectators. But no, it looks like, wow, as appropriate for the Olympics, it looks like the judges stand. Perfect twos all around.
Oh.
Robin, here is your next quote.
Wow. So much grow. Such wow.
That was one of the many people commenting in a post by Mark Zuckerberg celebrating the 10th birthday of what this week?
Facebook.
Yes, indeed. Facebook is 10. And it makes it like, wow, where did this decade go? Oh, yeah, we wasted the whole thing on Facebook. It's become such a part of our lives the last 10 years, Facebook. Think about all the things we'd be doing if Facebook hadn't been invented, if it didn't exist. You'd be walking up to people, shoving your baby in their face, yelling, look at him! Like, hello, 1,000 people who I've met at some point in my life. Thank you from traveling all over the world to meet in this large auditorium. I just wanted to tell you I had some amazing salmon for lunch.
I'm always, people post about how happy they are and how, you know, little Johnny's doing everything they'd hoped. But I think that if we had to meet and, you know, you could actually see little Johnny and you'd realize, well, you know, yes, but he hates you.
And you'd feel better.
Yes, sadly, that's the kind of person I am. I'm going to be honest. But yes, I would.
You know, my son told me not to friend him. He wanted that one specter of, so he wanted that one place where he kind of felt like I didn't have, you know, any way of kind of seeing what his life was like.
I had that. My son asked me to just divide the house and have a key for his side and to leave a pile of money by the door.
All right, Robin, here's your last quote.
I had an awkward day. I had to call David Letterman and tell him he didn't get the Tonight Show again.
That was somebody joking this week about leaving his job. Who was it?
Jay Leno.
Yes, indeed. Jay Leno is once again being fired from the Tonight Show. Like a lot of people these days, he's losing his job to a robot. From now on, the Tonight Show will be hosted by a Roomba that can tell Obamacare jokes. This is interesting. The Center for Media and Public Affairs actually counted up all the jokes Jay Leno has made as host of The Tonight Show. They divided them by target. It's an amazing trove of data. Jay Leno told 4,607 jokes about Bill Clinton, his favorite target, only 3,239 jokes about George W. Bush, and among celebrities, O.J. Simpson topped the list, 795. Can you imagine if someone did this to you, counted up your jokes, analyzed them? Well, sir, apparently you've gone with the "that's what she said" joke 47 times last month, and it's not getting any funnier, sir.
No, what organization did this?
This is the Center for Media and Public Affairs that we saw it.
And there, how many people work there, do you think?
A bunch.
Yeah, because that is one waste of time, I think.
Actually, I think my long-suffering wife, Rita, does that with my jokes.
Oh, that she tallies your...
I think so.
Your subject matter?
She gets all my material first, you know.
Except she expresses her data collection just by saying, that one again.
No, what she says is, just because I didn't laugh doesn't mean I didn't get it.
Carl, how did Robin do in our quiz?
Robin had 3 correct answers, Peter, so I'll be doing the message on his own answering machine or voicemail.
Well done. Thank you, sir. Congratulations.